The supervisor of the White Mountain National Forest is stepping down. Tom Wagner announced this week that he is retiring at the beginning of September. He served in the role for 15 years, overseeing nearly 800,000 acres of forest in New Hampshire and western Maine. And Tom Wagner joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us. So what led to your decision to retire?
Well, I have over 38 years of employment with the Forest Service across the country, and I'm at a point in my life where there's potentially other things to think about going to do and other opportunities, and it just seemed like a good time for me to explore that and spend more time with my family.
You've been in this role for 15 years at the White Mountain National Forest. What do you see as your major accomplishments in that time?
Well, I think one of our early accomplishments when I got here was the revision of our long-term plan, our 15-year plan that we're required to do. And we worked with numerous numbers of stakeholders, both within the state and from all over the country, that had interest in the forest, and bringing them together with a comprehensive plan that was accepted. It wasn't appealed or litigated, which was very unique in our, when you're managing 800,000 acres of public land, to have people willing to come to the table and have a good long-range plan that we've been implementing now for over 10 years.
So you were able to manage some land swaps and add acreage to the forest. Is that true?
Yes. Working with various partners, Trust for Public Lands, Conservation Fund, Appalachian Mountain Club, the Forest Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forest, worked with all those groups and then willing landowners to, add on to the forest, important public access points or important watershed or wildlife habitat. So over that time, my time here, we've probably acquired about 15,000 additional acres.
In the recent years, there has been a lot of talk of the Northern Pass Project and how it could impact the area. Where do things stand in terms of that proposal, and how much of it could actually impact the forest, do you think?
Well, there's the original proposal was for 10 miles of overhead line in an existing corridor that currently exists. And so we've been working on an environmental impact statement with the Department of Energy that looked at that, and then we've looked at other alternatives. And yeah, since that time, the Northern Pass Group has proposed burying the line along State Highway 112 and 116. And so we're also looking at that alternative now as a possible way to mitigate some of the effects. And we're expecting that sometime this fall that we would be releasing a final EIS with the Department of Energy on that decision.
You have to sign off on this project as proposed right now by Eversource. And you're hoping to do that by this fall. Is that the case?
Yeah, the forest supervisor is the responsible official for approving this. It would be a special use permit to cross the national forest and to construct and maintain a power line. Those are done under special use permits. I'm hoping that before I leave, which I'm planning to retire on September 1st, that that decision is written and ready to be released.
What will be the biggest challenges for your replacement, do you think?
Well, I think we see, from an environmental standpoint, we see effects of changing climate with more severe storms, potentially less snow, invasive species like emerald ash borer and potential for Asian longhorn beetle, which has been contained down in Massachusetts. So invasive species as our global economy, we move things across the world now. Some of those effects on the environment will always be in concern. And then balancing overall use on the forest, we have seen, as the economy has turned around in the last couple of years, increasing use and conflicts with things like parking and local roads, and then what effects the total number of recreation users are having on alpine areas.
Tom Wagner is the supervisor of the White Mountain National Forest. He's announced his retirement as of September 1st. Mr. Wagner, thank you very much, and good luck in your retirement.
All right. Thank you.